This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Illegal sexual conduct between school staff and students has been in the news frequently in Alabama over the last few years. That concerns State Senator Cam Ward, who sponsored a bill to mandate training on appropriate student-teacher relationships. Ward tells WBHM's Dan Carson his bill, which could come up for a vote soon, was initially met with skepticism.
So initially, there was a hard pushback against it by a lot of educators, a lot of teachers, and actually teachers are the ones who came to me with the bill itself, for the bill itself. And then there were a lot of teachers who pushed back against it, said it was an attack on teachers, which is anything further from the truth. It definitely isn't. Since you already have voluntary training anyway, all it just says is instead of it being voluntary, it's mandatory.
You said teachers came to you with the idea for the bill. I was going to ask.
I was going to say there were several associations that did, the Alabama Federation of Teachers, the Alabama Education Association, Alabama School Board Association. So it was those are the education community folks that came to me with the bill.
You've made your bones in some different areas and some pretty tricky areas, and this is definitely a tricky area. I was going to ask, why this bill?
It was a problem we've seen popping up more and more across the state, and I felt like it was something that would be good to have this out there and just, you know, have this available, because in this day of social media, where social media has changed so much, it's changed so much interaction between educators and students, we thought it would be a good tool to allow them to have this knowledge and have this background on their interaction with students.
It does seem, based on media reports, so it's definitely not scientific, but it does seem like there's a constant stream of teacher-student sex incidents reported in Alabama.
And not just sex incidents, but even their social interaction with students.
So, I mean, you think the growing incidents and the knowledge of these incidents is probably both fueled by social media then?
Yeah, I think social media is a big driver on it. Yes, I do.
Do you know of any research? Some people are calling Alabama ground zero for these kinds of inappropriate.
I haven't seen any rankings on that.
Okay, because in the bill,
I've seen the same headlines that you just talked about, but I haven't seen any hard data to back it up.
Yeah, in the bill, it says there's an increasing number.
That's just from common knowledge of reading the media reports out there.
Okay, one of your colleagues, he said something to the effect of, "Do we really need training to keep teachers away from the people in the little desks?" I mean,
Right. Yeah, and I agree. You know, he makes a valid point. He goes, "Have we really gotten to this point? Have we really gotten to that point?" And unfortunately, yeah, you do. I mean, you know, times have changed dramatically. He said when he used to be a teacher, you didn't have to train him on that kind of stuff. And you know what? When he was a teacher, they didn't have the internet.
Right.
Have social media and how that interaction has dramatically increased access to student teacher relationships. I mean, yeah, unfortunately, you do have to do that in this day and age.
Okay. So, I mean, it really is about the changing sort of climate that teachers are working in due to technology.
And the mechanism people have of having a social interaction with each other. Like I say, it's not an additional burden on the teachers, and it's something a lot of teachers are actually already doing anyway. So it's just mainly, like I said, going from the voluntary to mandatory training. And they do these training courses that they're already offered throughout the state each year. So it's just to have an awareness of proper etiquette on the internet as far as interaction with students is good, in my opinion.
So for those teachers, they might make a mistake not because they're pedophiles, but just because they're not careful and they haven't thought about it.
Everyone's really focused on the sexual relationship, but there's a lot of other interaction that goes on that's probably not appropriate, and somebody may not even realize it's not appropriate, but just in this day and age of how you interact on the social media can lead to some other problems down the road that you don't want to get into.
Does it make you scratch your head and wonder, like, how did we get here?
Yeah, it does. And of course, there's a lot of things this day and age that have changed due to technology, and you wonder, how did we get to this point? But the fact is, we're here, so you've got to deal with it.
And State Senator Cam Ward speaking with WBHM's Dan Carson. You can read the bill at our website, wbhm.org.